11.6 Dream Discoveries.
And now for our popular science slot. This week, the subject is dreams. We all love to tell people when we've had strange dreams. They can be funny, bizarre, and sometimes embarrassing. But did you know how many important discoveries and ideas are the result of dreams? Scientist Susan Williams has been doing some research into this, and she's here today to tell us about it. Susan, welcome. So, what are some of these dream discoveries?
Well, a famous example is James Watson, the Nobel Prize-winning American scientist. He said that the idea for the possible structure of DNA came to him after having a dream about a spiral staircase. Neuroscientists suggest that this kind of thing can happen because during REM sleep, we dream extra vividly, and new connections can be formed in the brain's network, so we are able to put ideas together in a way that would never have occurred to us when we're awake.
That's really interesting. What other examples are there?
Another very famous but very different example from many years ago is a young woman who had a dream about the mystery of human biology. She was called Mary Wollstonecraft, and in June 1816 she was still a teenager when she and her future husband, the poet Percy Shelley, visited another poet, Lord Byron, in Switzerland. One day it was too stormy to go out walking, so they all sat around in the library and read ghost stories to each other. They then decided to have a contest to see who could write the best ghost story. Mary struggled to find an idea, but then, that night, in a dream, she saw a vision of a man, a scientist, kneeling beside a monstrous body that he had created. It was a nightmare. The body began to come to life. Mary woke up. She was very frightened, but also delighted because at last she had her idea. "I have found it," she wrote, "and what terrified me will terrify others." Of course, it turned out to be a lot more than a story to share with friends. Mary's novel, Frankenstein, was published on the 1st of January 1818, when she was still only 20, and it is often described as the very first science fiction novel. I think the title of the book confuses many people, though. Frankenstein isn't the monster. Its creator is.
Yes, I believe that's a common mistake. So, tell me, are most dream discoveries rather dark and serious?
No, not at all. You know Paul McCartney, one of the Beatles? For me, the most famous pop group ever. Well, one morning in 1963, Paul woke up with a melody for a song in his head. It was fully formed and he thought, "That's great. I wonder what that is." He thought it must be something he'd heard somewhere, and played it on the piano to people to see if they recognised it. No one did, so it was clearly his own composition. But he never felt like he'd written it, because it had come ready-made in a dream, and it wasn't like anything he'd written before. No lyrics had come in the dream, and whenever he played it, he sang the words, "Scrambled eggs, oh my baby, how I love your legs." Imagine if he'd left it like that. In fact, this is a good example of how unconscious inspiration can still need some conscious work putting in, because it was 2 years before Paul had the lyrics right and recorded the finished song. He called it Yesterday, and it was a huge hit. In fact, it has been voted the number one pop song of all time.
I've always loved that song. What about a final example, Susan?
Okay, this time on a sporting note. From one of the greatest pop songwriters to one of the greatest golfers, Jack Nicklaus. He has told how he managed to get out of a losing run of games by paying attention to a dream. In 1962, age 22, Jack won the US Open and then two more major world championships in 1963. However, in 1964, his form had dropped and he won none. One morning, he remembered he'd been dreaming about playing golf and he had played really well. So he tried to remember exactly what he'd done in the dream and how it had felt. He realised that he'd been holding his golf club differently, and he wondered what would happen if he tried holding it the same way, for real, on the golf course that day. So that's what he did, and to his surprise and delight, he played a wonderful round and soon returned to his championship-winning form.
Thank you very much indeed, Susan. That's all fascinating. So maybe some of our dreams aren't just weird stories to tell friends. And maybe it would be worth keeping a notepad on your bedside table. But do make sure you write something you can read the next day.